This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. September is an excellent time to plant or overseed cool season lawns, such as tall fescue or Kentucky bluegrass, because they've typically had enough of summer's high temperatures and limited rainfall, and the thinning stand may need to be replenished. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, says that successfully planting or overseeding cool season lawns is kind of a step-by-step process.
The first thing you want to do is make sure there's good soil moisture. You know, a lot of the state of Kansas has been pretty dry lately, but for you to have good germination, good success, you need good soil moisture. So the first thing you might want to do is start watering your lawn maybe a week or so prior to the actual seeding itself. And then kind of the step-by-step process is you would probably mow the lawn a little bit shorter than you normally mow it. So if you're mowing at 3, maybe drop it down to 2, 2.5. And then what really dictates success with seeding a lawn is, like anything you plant, you need that seed to be in good contact with the soil. And you can do that by renting or hiring someone that come in and do what they call verticutting. Which, think about someone just slicing a whole bunch of little saw blades through the soil that cuts grooves that the seed then falls into. Or for small areas, you can get your garden rake out there and just kind of very, very vigorously work up that upper crust of the soil. You know, grass seed only needs to be planted maybe an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch deep. It doesn't get planted very deep, but you need to break that crust. And then once you do that, you would spread your seed, probably hit it again with a rake or the verticutter to get that seed into the soil. And then you're off and running. And really, once you get the good soil prep, the key to getting the seed up and going is keeping it evenly moist, because that's the key to germination, is even moisture, keeping that upper crust of that soil moist at all times so the grass seed can germinate and get established.
Yeah, I often hear people talking about water lightly, but often.
Yeah, when you overseed the lawn, you throw all the lawn watering rules out the book. You know, usually when we talk about watering lawns, we talk about deep and frequent. But when it comes to seeding, it's light, frequent applications. You know, on a warm, sunny Kansas fall day, September day, you may need to lightly water that once or twice a day. You know, when you're going to overseed, you don't go on a 2-week vacation, because most of these seeds are going to take 7 to 14 days to germinate. And so you need to be pretty much a slave to keeping that water on. Now, if you've got a sprinkler system, you can set it and forget it. But if you're a hose dragger, then you need to make sure you're there, you know, every day to check the moisture level. Here again, we're not talking about deep soaking, because we've already done that prior to the application. We're just talking about replacing what's lost to evaporation. You know, the nice thing about seeding here in early September is that the soil temperatures are high. You know, it should be cooling down a little bit, so you're going to get as rapid germination as possible to help compress maybe that watering period. Because like I said, that's probably where most people, well, I think when people come to seeding, they fail in maybe 3 ways. One we've already talked about, make sure you buy quality seed. It's all the bluegrass, it's all the tall fescue, no other crop, no other types of grass. Then the next is getting that good seed soil preparation. A lot of people just think they can throw the seed out there on top of the soil, but it has to be in contact. And then the last, you know, important step, the hurdle to success, is that watering.
And proper rate, too. We have to make sure that we're applying the right amount of seed.
Yeah, you know, here again, if you're talking about a brand new lawn, you know, on tall fescue, you're putting on maybe 6-8 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you're talking bluegrass, it's 2-3. And then when you're overseeding, and maybe we need to define what overseeding is. Overseeding means you have a stand of grass, but it just needs to be thickened up. So you kind of guesstimate. So if you think you have 50% of the stand, you cut that new seed rate about in half. So here again, on tall fescue, from 6-8, you may go to 3-4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. There is a disadvantage to really heavily seeding. If you put too much seed down, it may come up, it may look great, but then those sprouts almost become in competition with each other, and it could thin out the lawn. The other thing with overseeding too high a rate also greatly increases your costs too.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton. For more information, contact your local county or district extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.